You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The Music of the Stars, we're back till high noon Central Time. I'm your host, Lou Regani, on the Civic Media Radio Network. Phone call, why are so many daddy songs country and western? I don't know. I like the big bands myself. Hope you're enjoying it, though. We do have, well, let's see. Oh, we're getting a phone call right now. Hello.
Hello? Well, that is better. Now, if you will all draw up your chairs and listen very closely, I will tell you a most unusual story. The story of the little fiddle. As it is told in Symphony No. 45, which was written by the great Czechoslovakian composer Andrei Griminik, Helgrogatsoman, Homonekarek, Skargril, Birhal, Gurk, Ek, and Brooking King, Kingsnickenigel, Brooking Gigdal, Bedukata, Ek, Umprank, and Silbrungil, Halblal. Junior. Now, this story, children, is very unusual because it is told not only with words, but also with music. So first, I want you to meet the symphony orchestra. How do you do? Check hands with the trombone, pop, and the tuba, pop, 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 and the oboe, and the saxophone, sousaphone, zither, and xylophone, clarinet, bugle horn, fiddle, and flugelhorn, tinny, kazoo, and the timpani, too, and the piccolo, 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 piccolo. Now, some of you children may be very surprised to hear that the symphony is not only music, but that it always tells a story, which has a beginning, and a middle, and an end. Except, of course, the unfinished symphony, which has a beginning. As I was saying, if you listen, you will hear from the corner of your ear how the oboe, she makes love to the bassoon. And the fife goes diddle diddle, and the fiddle's in the middle, and the dish ran away with the spoon. That's what she did. Well, so, now we tell the story, which starts with the first movement. Presto vivace argumento molto, contabile molto, choclo molto. And we have the first theme, which is naturally, Lily, the theme of the little fiddle. Bing, 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 bing. Now, this little fiddle is a young girl who lives with her wicked guardian, who is a French horn. Poro, 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 oh. Now, this young girl, bing, 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 who is a beautiful girl. Bing, 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 bing. And her wicked guardian, poro, 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 oh, live all alone on a farm, and all she has for company are a hen, and a dog. And a nanny goat. Now, one day when her wicked guardian, the French horn, paro, 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 oh, is upstairs busy washing his coils, along came a handsome young trumpet. When he clasps his eyes on the little fiddle, shoo, his heart went a gaga the riggity snippy the pippy the happy the gabby the bee. And he gets so excited he has a big cadenza, which is a solo passage in triple tongue.
Well, Father's Day is this Sunday?
Yeah.
When did Father's Day start? I think it was Started by Hallmark, I think. Tommy. Now, Tommy Newsome. Doc is up working in Las Vegas. Tommy is very close with his father. Tommy's father looks upon him as the son that he never had. And all you... It's... Look, let's be honest. It's good for the merchants, right? They get to hustle a lot of merchandise on Father's Day and Mother's Day. And the president's daughter, Amy, gave her father a thoughtful gift, soap on a rope to wash out his mouth. I knew your dad well. You were very close to your father, and my father was a big influence in my life. Now, when I was back in Nebraska, growing up in a small town, I grew up in Norfolk, Nebraska. Every night, Dad... Somebody's applauding with one hand. What? Are you from Norfolk? Are you?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Sacramento.
Sacramento. It's net time tonight. Well, it's all right. That's nice of you to apply at Norfolk. But every Saturday night, he had a big influence on my life. Every Saturday night, he would...
Where were we?
I don't know. I was back in Norfolk. I don't know where the hell you're at, but I'm going back midway. Every Saturday night, he'd go down to the general store, sit around the cracker barrel.
Who is this you're speaking of?
It was my father.
Oh, your father.
Back in Nebraska, who had a big influence on my career. This guy from Sacramento had screwed me. I'd have been through this by now. Do you remember your first heart-to-heart, your man-to-man talk with your father?
Yep.
I remember sitting down with my dad when he tried to explain the birds and the bees, and it was a very touching and touching experience. Unfortunately, it came after my first divorce. A little late, but I didn't know. Every year at this time, Ed gets a Father's Day, touching, handwritten Father's Day card from Korea. His, from Sun Yat McMahon.
Take a boy like me, take a girl like you, on a moonlight sail, on a sea of blue. It's a night in June, there's a moon above, love is in the air. So they fall in love. And the same thing happens with the birds and the bees, as they flit among the flowers, as they nestle in the trees. The same thing happens with the birds and the bees, and it's happening to us tonight. Why kangaroos jump high, why the trout and perch swim around and search, and this common urge makes a kitten purr. Where you see a hymn, you will see a her. And the same thing happens with the birds and the bees, as they flit among the flowers, as they nestle in the trees. The same thing happens with the birds and the bees, and it's happening to us tonight. Every bird, every bee, every he, every she, just like you, just like me, is falling in love tonight.
George Gobel, 1958.
Daddy dear, is the world really round? Tell me where is the bluebird of happiness found? Tell me why can't I fly like a bird through the skies? Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in your eyes?
Little one, yes, the world's really round. And the bluebird you search for will surely be found. And if children could fly, there'd be no need for birds. And I cry, little one, 'cause I'm touched by your words.
What becomes of the sun when it falls in the sea? And who lights it again, just as bright as can be? Tell me, why is the sky up above me so blue? And when you were a child, did your daddy tell you?
Dear, the sun doesn't fall when it slips out of sight. All it does is make way for the moon's pretty light. And the sky up above is so blue and clear, so that you'll see the bluebird if it should come near.
Don't be sad, Daddy dear. This is what I will do. I will search for the bluebird and give it to you.
Dear, the bluebird's the love in your heart, pure and true. And I found it the day heaven blessed me with you.
I love you, Daddy.
And your daddy's little girl.
Arthur Godfrey, Kevin Shanahan there.
You're the end of the rainbow, my heart of gold. You're daddy's little girl to have and hold. A precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bright and shining star. You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on the tree. You're the Easter bunny to mommy and me. Your sugar, your spice, you're everything nice, and your daddy's little girl.
You're the end of the rainbow, my heart of gold. Your daddy's little girl, you have and hold.
A precious gem is what you are. Your mommy's bright and shining star.
You're the spirit of Christmas, my star on
Al Martino right there. Sugar and, what did they say, Sugar and Spike? What?
Human emotion can only be duplicated with lifelike presence now that we have high fidelity. Listen to this little waif as she sings to her father.
Daddy dear, Daddy dear, is the world really round? Tell me, where is the bluebird of happiness found? Tell me, why is the sky up in heaven so blue? And when you
Would you mind repeating the question?
Daddy dear, Daddy dear, is the world really round?
Is the world really round? The world, where is it located? The world. I think of a billiard ball with hair on top and a well, it's a tricky category. Can I think it over and come back again next week?
Tell me why, Daddy dear, are there tears in your eyes?
What are tears in my eyes? I'll tell you what, it's tears in my... Stop asking so many stupid questions and deal the cards.
I haven't heard anything so heartrending since Orphan Annie was 75 years old.
Silver and Steve Allen, the orchestra, Terry Gibbs, Song for My Father by Horace. Hey, the music of the stars, right here, and Ricky Ricardo at the Tropicana Hotel, finding out that, here.
And now for the, oh, thank you. Excuse me. Pardon me, please. Oh, isn't this wonderful? Listen to this. Dear Mr. Ricardo, my husband and I are going to have a blessed event. I just found out about it today, and I haven't told him yet. I heard you sing a number called We're Having a Baby, My Baby and Me. If you will sing it for us now, it will be my way of breaking the news to him. Isn't that wonderful? Of course I'll do it for you. Sure. Oh, wait a minute. I got a wonderful idea. Why don't we bring the couple up here and I'll sing it right to them, eh? Come on, let's bring them up on the floor. Come on, folks. Come on, we just want to wish you luck. Who is it? Rock-a-bye, baby, under treetop. No? When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. No? When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall, and down will come, baby, cradle and all. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the, hiya, honey, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will fall. When the bow breaks, the cradle will fall.
Honey, no.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
Why, you didn't give me a chance.
Are you kidding?
No.
It's me!
Having a baby, my baby and me. You'll read it in Winchell that we're adding a limb to our family tree. While pushing that carriage, how proud I will be. There's nothing like marriage, as your father and mother, and they'll agree. He'll have toys, baby clothes. He'll know he's come to the right house. By and by, when he grows, maybe he'll live in the White House. And why not? Our future looks brighter. But definitely, we're having a baby.
I bet he's gonna look just like you.
Oh, I hope not.
We're having a baby.
I'll bet she'll speak with an accent like you.
She?
Yeah.
We're having a baby. My baby. And me.
those blue eyes closed tight, bright angels are near. So sleep without fear, they will guide thee from harm with her dreamland. They will guard thee from harm with fair dreamland, sweet charm.
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life. It seems like only yesterday, and I can hear my little girl say,
"Daddy, there's a boy outside. His name is Rod. He wants to play in our backyard. Can he, Daddy? Can he, Daddy? Oh, please, Daddy."
Was it really so long ago that she'd come to me and she'd want to know, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Lee. He wants to carry my books for me. Can he, Daddy? Is it all right, Dad? He's got freckles, Dad."
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
Then came ponytails and jeans, and my little girl was in her teens.
"Popsy, there's a boy outside. His name is Tom. He wants to take me to the prom. Okay, Popsy?"
"He's cute, Popsy. We'll be home early, Popsy." Before I knew it, time had flown, and how my little girl had grown. Now it was, "Father, there's a boy outside. His name is Eddie. He wants to know if we can go steady. Can we, Father? Yes, Father? Oh, can we borrow the car, Pop?" Yes, it seems like only yesterday I heard my lovely daughter say, "Dad, there's a boy outside. His name is Jim. He asked me if I'd marry him. I said, yes, Dad. Got something in your eye, Dad? I love him, Dad."
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
A child, an adolescent, a young lady, a wife. And oh yes, there's another man in my little girl's life. "Hi, Dad. There's a boy outside. His name is Tim. I told him Grandpa was gonna babysit with him." "Thanks, Dad. Bless you, Dad. Good night, Dad."
The man in my little girl's life, the man in my little girl's life.
Mike Douglas, daytime TV. Dick Cavett Show in the early 70s, Groucho Marx, with a song written by Harry Ruby. This is on the Dick Cavett Show.
I'm going to sing you this song that my good friend, Mr. Ruby, wrote. Today, Father is Father's Day, and we're giving you a tie. It's not much, you know, it is just our way of showing you we think you're a regular guy. You say that it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For according to our mother, you're our father. And that's good enough for us. Isn't that a beautiful melody?
It's lovely.
And a beautiful sentiment. Today, Father is Father's Day. 16 men in that orchestra. 9 of them are illegitimate children.
Oh, dear.
9 and a half, including the director. The tie that you got didn't cost such a lot, and we'll give you the same tie next year. You tell us it was nice of us to bother, but it really was a pleasure to fuss. For they say a child can only have one father, and you are the one for us. Yes, you are the one for us.
Groucho Marx. Groucho walked his daughter to school every day. And by the way, big band songs, there aren't that many, but there's one, and we do tributes to Daddy. Let's see, good dads, granddads, bad dads, like Phil Silvers. Somebody said play that again. Okay, I will. And how about sugar daddies?
La da da, la da da, da da da. La da da, la da da, da da da. La da da, la da da, da da da. La da 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 da. Hey, listen to my story of a gal named Daisy May. Lazy Daisy May. Her disposition is rather sweet and charming, at times alarming. So they say. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. She had a man rich, tall, dark, handsome, large and strong, to whom she used to sing this song. Hey, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you want to get the best for me, yeah, yeah. Hey, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy, you want to get the best for me, la da 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 da. Here's an amazing revelation, with a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation, I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne, caviar. Daddy, you want to get the best for me. Daddy, won't I look swell in sables, clothes with Paris labels. Daddy,
get the best for me. La da 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 da. Here's an amazing revelation. With a bit of stimulation, I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration. Daddy, I want a brand new car, champagne caviar. Daddy, Daddy, you wanna get the best for me, la da.
Sammy Kaye and Company right there. Johnny Cash.
His deeds were never published for the public. The things he did were never done for show. His name was never printed in the paper until about 2 days ago. He only filed a short form for his taxes. No one asked him how he felt about the war. He always had a good word for his neighbor. Now his good words won't be heard anymore. And through the rain I heard the choir sing. I saw some children crying, and I felt nearer, my God, to thee. His table was never full of plenty. His silverware was never the real thing. But the tears on the faces of his family were just as real as if he were a king. The preacher said he had always been a good man, but preachers love to throw that phrase around. But the tears I tasted gave his words new meaning, watching old friends putting Daddy in the ground. And through the rain I heard the choir singing, nearer, my God, to thee. Through the mist I saw some children crying, and I felt nearer, my God, to thee.
Johnny Cash, here's a scene from Ma and Pa Kettle at the fair. Pa Kettle, that's Percy Kilbride, gets invited to give a sermon, his idea about the meaning of life. Here's Percy Kilbride as Pa Kettle.
I don't know how to preach a sermon. I can't quote from scriptures, although I know all the words. I wouldn't know how to put them together. But I can speak from my heart. I can say how thankful I am that I have Ma and my kids. I'm thankful for the food we get and the clothes we wear. A lot of folks are always asking God for something instead of being thankful for what they've got. I figure if he wants you to have it, it'll come because you deserve it. He gave us the mountains, the trees, the water, and the fertile land. Gave men the ability to make things and grow things. He put gold and silver, coal and oil under the ground. All man has to do is dig them up. Why? I figure that he kind of wants you to help yourself a little. He don't want to do it all. If I found out right now there was oil under my land, would I be lazy? No, sir. Right away, I'd get geared up and crowbar to start digging an oil well. the whole world could be a better place to live in if everybody would do like I do. Each morning when I wake up, I say, I thank you, God, for letting me live to see another day. And at night when I go to bed, I say, dear God, please let me live to see another tomorrow so I can prove to you that I can be a better man than I have been today. Amen.
All of my life, I've been dreaming the wrong dream, hoping the wrong hope, singing the wrong songs. All of my life.
This is Phil Silvers.
All of my life, I've been picking the wrong horse, saying the wrong thing, making the wrong bets. All of my life. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. Just throw that lucky punch. Wham! You too can be the champ. Yesterday you batted zero. Hit a homer, you're a hero. I thought there was nothing alive. Just wait for that lucky hunch. There must be something more. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been meeting the wrong crowd, wearing the wrong tie, dancing the wrong steps. All of my life. All of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my no good life. All right, folks, step right up and meet a loser. Come on, it's novelty night. Anybody can meet a winner. Show a little guts. Shake hands with a loser. Meet the champ of the losers. Come on, I don't mind. I must like losing. I've been doing it so long. On the day I was born, I went into training. I was grooming myself for oblivion, and I made it. Funny? Funny? Wanna hear a good one? I even lost my wife. Kay, where are you? Are the kids home from school yet? What kids? I've got no time for kids. I'm too busy trying to get a table. Funny? Funny? I could keep you screaming like this for hours. Hold it, hold it. Wait a minute. This check is mine. Hold it. This is Ubi Cram. I reach. Eddie, lend me 20. I'll give it back to you in no time. Eddie, come on. Eddie! What? Take a job? What job? This job? Right here? Are you nuts? I don't want this job. I want that job. Way up there. The one I can't reach. The shortcut. Look out. Step aside. They can't see me. Here I am, folks. The loser. No magic. No hocus pocus. Nothing up my sleeve. Nothing. But absolutely nothing. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. Just give the dice a shake. Wow! You two can be on top. Be an overnight sensation. Meet the press and face the nation. I thought the American dream was wait for that one big break. There must be something more to it. Somewhere along the line, I blew it. All of my life, I've been learning the wrong tricks, pulling the wrong strings, making the wrong moves. All of my life, all of my life, I've been off on the wrong beam, backing the wrong team, dreaming the wrong dream. All of my life, all of my life, all of my whole damn life.
Phil Silvers from Do Re Mi on Broadway.
What Our Fathers Made Of by Paul Harvey. A father is a thing that is forced to endure childbirth without an anesthetic. A father is a thing that growls when it feels good and laughs very loud when it's scared half to death. A father is sometimes accused of giving too much time to his business when the little ones are growing up. And that's partly fear, too. Fathers are much more easily frightened than mothers. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He's never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road for those of his own who will follow him. A father is a thing that gets very angry when the first school grades are not so good as he thinks they should be. And so he scolds his son or his daughter, though he knows it's the teacher's fault. A father is a thing that goes away to war sometimes. He learns to swear and shoot and spit through his teeth, and he would run the other way except that this war is part of his only important job in life, which is making the world better for his child than it has been for him. Fathers grow old faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs aboard. While mothers can cry where it shows, fathers have to stand there and beam outside and die inside. Fathers have very stout hearts, so they have to be broken sometimes, or no one would know what's inside. Fathers are what give daughters away to other men who are not nearly good enough so that they can have grandchildren that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workshop. There, with calloused, practiced hands, they tackle the dragon with three heads: weariness, work, and monotony. They never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Knights in shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, there's little difference. As they march away to each work day, fathers make bets with insurance companies who will live the longest. Though they know the odds, they keep right on betting. Even as the odds get higher and higher, they keep right on betting more and more. One day they lose. But fathers enjoy an earthly immortality, and the bet is paid off to the part of him he leaves behind. I don't know where fathers go when they die, but I have an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't be happy unless there's work to do. He won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. No. He'll be busy there too, repairing the stairs, oiling the gates, improving the streets, smoothing the way.
Thank you.
The Music of the Stars on Civic Media Radio Network. I'll let the music do the talking today. There's a lot of it. More to come. We'll be on till noon. Wishing us all happy Father's Day to all of us. Stand by for NBC News on Civic Media and back again for two more hours. The Music of the Stars.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.